This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Man, child! It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety and Disneyland tickets. How exciting. Right now, take the word believe. B-E-L-I-E-V-E.
I do believe.
You do. Something to believe in. Take the word believe and text it to our contest line, which is 20357. Those five little magic numbers will get you in the running for a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Believe is this hour's code word. You'll also be in the running for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is believe. This part of the show is brought to you by, and we're going to do another code word in an hour. We're doing it all day, every hour at about five past. This hour's Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the SF Zoo. San Francisco Zoo's Sunset Fridays is an event for the whole family. Live music, outdoor bars, kid-friendly activities, ambassador animals, and so much more. Visit Fridays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and you can get your tickets at sfzoo.org. So I love this story, and I might have to do this. You know, I'm a self-conscious person. Like, you know, if there's a certain amount of vanity. You look in the mirror and you see, you know, you pull your face back. Oh, what would a facelift look like? Oh, what would, you know, what about a nose job? Whatever. What if I blew my lips up like balloons? So fun. But the worst thing about getting old for me is my neck. Like, I look at pictures of myself from just a few years ago. I'm like, damn, my neck looks so much better than that. It's like the first thing I see in every picture. So I'm looking at this Kim Kardashian story. Skims just launched shapewear for your face. It's $48. It offers strong compression and jaw support with collagen infused material. So the deal is, though, that this is not just, it's a nighttime thing. You'd wear it at night and it's shaping your face up and lifting everything up so you're not sagging, or I don't know, if you sleep on your face wrong and you get that sleep scar going across your eye and down your cheek, that's always a great look when you head into work. So just when you think you've seen it all from Kim Kardashian's shapewear brand, including bras with her nipples in them, which, I mean.
And rings. You know, the one that they have that's got the.
They have one with rings on it, too?
With the studs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Are her nipples pierced?
Or no. But
they're just like, well, in case you have pierced nipples and you want to let everybody know.
Yep.
And still get proper support.
Or just want to act like you do.
Yeah, I suppose, right? Oh, I'm dangerous. Oh, oops, I was lying. Anyway, she also has bodysuits with butt pads. I one time bought, I had a wedding to go to. And actually, this was just last year, over the summer. And I got this dress, and I liked the dress. It was fine. But it was, you know, kind of tight. And I thought, I'm going to get one of these little Skims outfits. And actually, it's one of the things I've posted on my Instagram. I pulled this thing out of the bag. And it's like for a doll, like, you know, like an American Girl doll. It's that size. It's tiny. You saw that picture, right?
Of course.
Pull this thing out. It looks like a I don't know, like a plastic bag with some straps on it. It's just, and it took over half an hour to get it on, and I was profusely sweating by the time I did. But man, did it look good. Like it has, and mine doesn't have the butt padding or anything on it, but it kind of didn't need it. Like where the butt part is, it had like elastic kind of around each of the globes. And then like a softer spot where like things could, you know, sort of like shapes and pushes. And I was just like, well, damn. And then your waist was like, makes you look tiny. I looked at it and I went, geez, you know, if only I could shower in this thing and not be just completely sweating by the time I get it on.
So you wore it though. You did wear it.
In the end, I did not wear it.
Oh, you did not?
No, I've never put it on again since. I was like, well, that's torture. Like, okay, I'm vain, but I'm not that vain. I couldn't get that thing on. It was really difficult. But this whole butt pad thing that she's got going, she's just, you know, that's great. People are wearing things under their clothes that make them feel confident and look good. So I love this whole shapewear for your face.
So you're going to do it?
Well, maybe. We'll see. It comes in two colors, clay and cocoa. It's called a seamless sculpt face wrap. And it actually looks like, and you have probably seen this because you used to work at that spa. It looks like the thing that they put on your face after you get a facelift.
Mm-hmm. I have seen it there.
Yeah, which, and I'm not sure how much coverage we're talking about. Like, would you wear this out of the house? Is this going to become like a fashion thing where it's like, well, I'm...
No, I think it goes up under the chin and up over the ears to the top of the head.
Yeah.
So it's pulling, it has something to pull against.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And pulls your chin up. I could go for that. But how could it possibly, like, once you take it off, everything just goes... It's like when you take your bra off. It's not like it fixed your boobs for, the, you know, oh, well, I'm getting a couple hours of extra lift afterward. No, they just fall back down to where they were going to be all along.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
People
either.
Are desperate, and certainly that's more affordable than...
An actual facelift.
A surgery, right. You know, tourist surgery.
Although those are apparently amazing.
I told you, that one I saw, I wish I could find it. I can't, but... The lady came out of it. They took 40 years off her life. No, I mean, of her look.
Yeah. 40 years.
It's
shocking. Did you find it or not?
I didn't find it. I can't find it. I don't know where. I don't know.
So it has Velcro closures at the top of the head, the back of the neck, openings for your ears, and then I guess everything. And it's supposed to squish everything in tight, and apparently it's infused with collagen, which I don't know what exactly that means.
Isn't like, collagen...
Nobody knows.
It's part of your skin and it's like that... there's an elasticity to it or something.
But how would wearing something... Like, unless there's tiny little micro needles that are shooting it in there.
They're keywords. It's a marketing thing, Sarah. Come on.
I forgot. You know, you're America's napkin guy, so you know about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I should have asked you about this first. Anyway, Skims is saying it offers ultra-soft jaw support and strong compression with collagen-infused material. They call it a must-have addition for your nightly routine. And at $48, and I'm sure it's reusable, I mean, I assume, can't be a one and done.
I mean, why not? Have you heard of mouth tape?
No.
People tape their mouth so they can breathe through their nose, is that it?
No, it's a vanity thing. So it helps you not get wrinkles in your sleep. At least that's what I thought it was for.
Oh.
And it's so dystopian. I've seen people on the internet like putting their mouth tape on before bed.
You know,
I can't imagine waking up from a nightmare and my mouth has tape on it. Yeah. No, thank you.
For a while, I was using these things. I think they're called like browsies or something. And so it's like a soft thing that when you wet it, you put it between your eyes to try to not have your 11 between your eyebrows. And you pull it out and put the thing on there. I can't think what the name of it was, but it hardens. Like it hardens and it's hard to get off even in the morning. Like you got to wet it and get it and pull it off of there. But the idea was that it would pull your brow and keep you from frowning. And frownies is what they were called.
Yes.
And they were, it would supposedly get rid of that. And it, you know, I mean, if only I had stuck with it. So I assume that that's what these mouthies are.
Yes.
Mouth
taping is used to keep your mouth closed to help nasal breathing. That's what it's intended for. Originally.
And then people are like,
I thought it was for wrinkles, but yeah.
Well, listen.
Either way, I'm not sleeping in that.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. I feel like I just want to sleep and not be like worried about where my face is. If I have a sleep scar in the morning, well. You guys have all seen it. One time I was like going to put my contact lenses in. I got one of them in and I see this just jagged sleep scar going down my face. I pulled it out and put my glasses on. I'm like, I'm not going into work with that showing. Jesus.
Oh, from sleep?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was just like a cry. I guess I slept on the seam of the pillow or something. It was like from my forehead across my eye, which made my eye all bulky. And then like down the side of my face, I'm like, oh, this is, I was like slapping my face, trying to like, get out of there. I don't know how long it lasted, but I forgot about it after I left the bathroom. Anyway, Kim Kardashian now has shapewear for your face. So there you go.
All right.
These are our Are They Smashings. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. Maybe. They were spotted in Montreal on Monday of last week, walking through a park, having dinner. No word if they're anything more than just friends.
He's not even a leader there anymore, is he?
No, he's stepped down. Yeah. No PDA was reported. A rep for the restaurant where they ate said they seemed to have a fantastic evening. They were, actually he's Canadian. They were super kind and friendly to the staff, and it was an absolute pleasure to have them at the restaurant day. And this is a month after Katie and Orlando announced their split.
Justin, pays to date normal people. At least they'll spend a couple weeks mourning the loss. Like, man, talk about just right back at it. She must have had him right outside the window.
He and his wife, Sophie, called it quits in August of 2023. He is hot. I love Justin Trudeau. Pam Anderson and Liam Neeson, they claim they're just friends, but a source says they're doing stuff. They're smashing.
He said something way back when they were making the movie, and I think he was probably doing press for some other movie, but he said something like, I love Pam Anderson, and I thought, what is he talking about?
Yeah, they hit it off.
At the time, I didn't know they were starring in this upcoming remake, so it didn't have a placement or a place for it, but now I'm like...
They even say here, it's funny that you say that, because ever since filming the new Naked Gun movie together, Pam Anderson and Liam Neeson have made it crystal clear how much they love each other, and as friends is in caps. But... sounds like maybe they haven't been telling us the whole story. There is a source that says Pam has been reaching into the holster, and it's a budding romance in the earliest of stages.
He's 70-something.
He's 73. She's 58. So it isn't that big of a difference.
No, no, it's not.
15 years.
And you know, that's a decision
and obviously
for her to make. She gets still working, to decide. So. I don't know anything about the junk. Seem to know a lot about the junk.
Well, you know, I read things and it's like, oh, what's the rumor about that? Clickety clackety click. And then Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas. I mean, it's clear. They were spotted holding hands in Vermont. I think this was a week ago Sunday. We've already thought to ourselves that has to be happening. She's great. He's wonderful. They call it an open secret. So that was Sunday. The day before, they went to see Oasis. They spent the day in Vermont shopping, getting ice cream, and driving through a national park. They've been hanging out together since at least February. That's, I think, the first time they were spotted. 63 he is, and she's 37. So that's closer to 30 years. Like, Pam and Liam can do whatever they want. Tom... they say it's funny that he went to an Oasis concert because Noel and Liam Gallagher trashed him in, like, I don't know, 20 years ago in 2007. We hate him and his movies suck. But all must be forgiven because there he was.
You know, those boys will say anything, though, and they're funny about it. So it usually is worthy of a read. But I think they're just entertainers.
This was in their tour documentary, Lord, Don't Slow Me Down. In 2007, and they were going off on him. Noel said, he's a little effer. He didn't say that. He's not been in one good film in his entire career. And Liam said, I hate Tom Cruise. He's a bastard.
Okay.
Like, what? What are you talking
about? Rumor has it, though, that 2 years later, I don't know, Tom Cruise ran into Liam at a hotel in 2009, and they had a polite conversation, so all must be forgiven. Speaking of Oasis, apparently there's another Gallagher brother. Did you hear this story? I'm not going to do the whole thing. He was arrested for rape, intentional strangulation, and other violent crimes. The third brother, Paul. Liam, Noel, and Paul.
Paul Gallagher is a rapist.
He was listed as the tour DJ for the reunion tour.
Did he get convicted, or is he just arrested. Alleged?
He was arrested.
Recently.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I know. Crazy, yikes. Right? Harry Styles is now in the sex toy business. That's fun.
I don't know what that means.
Luxury sex toy business.
Oh yeah, how much?
Price tag.
What are the price tags?
I think it was like $2,000 or something crazy.
He had like a mold made of himself. Is that what you're talking about?
I got the vibrator for $68. The lube is $25 for 3.4 ounces.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm looking at the prices.
Okay.
Maybe he has like a golden
maybe
one.
He
might have like high end diamond encrusted for her pleasure. You know, that kind of thing. Harry Styles has a new brand. It's called Pleasing Yourself. And the first products are they're sex toys. I don't need to say all the stuff about them. At least it's not a new, you know, celebrity tequila brand.
You're right.
You know?
And he did have a hit with that watermelon sugar, so.
According to a press release, these products are designed to help you explore sexual wellness through a lens of emotional depth, cultural fluency, joy and pleasure, and genuine care. Like everything doesn't have to have a journey. It's fine if it's just like a couple minutes and you're on to the next thing or off to sleep.
Oh, right.
You know, whatever. But isn't it nice that Harry Styles is in the sex toy business?
No, what would be nice is if he put out some more music.
Oh, that would be nice too. Yeah.
That would be nice.
I'm ready for a new Harry Styles record.
Things got weird with him the last time he was in public with Olivia.
Wild. Yeah.
The movie that he took over from, what's that kid's name?
Shia LaBeouf.
That guy.
Oh.
Shia LaBeouf.
Remember all that controversy surrounding that movie? And then he jumped in, but
he started doing that girl,
the director.
Right.
Then she left Sudeikis. Then he canceled his series. A lot happened.
This is my favorite pop culture story ever.
Is it?
Yeah. Really? It was just so fun.
By the way.
Not for Jason Sudeikis.
The movie was good too, by the way.
I'm sure he's over it by now.
No, he definitely came out on top.
I think so. He smells like a rose.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, that is one of the things that I was looking at this over the vacation. Season 4 of Ted Lasso started filming, looks like last week, with some new cast additions. You know, Brad Pitt has also begun filming his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood spinoff, The Adventures of Cliff Booth. Which is very exciting. So those are things we have to
look
forward to.
Which is weird because his most recent public appearance, he's got his head shaved.
Oh.
So Cliff Booth has that dreamy blonde locks, almost kind of long, actually.
Do you think that could have been a wig?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they throw a wig on him.
I think they do that a lot because it's easier than trying to keep someone's hair.
And I wonder if it's easier just to take it all off so that they can get that wig on and off and
maybe
not worry about it. He's so hot in that movie. Like, I've never really had a thing for Brad Pitt, but man, he's just like in those jeans and just cool 70s vibe with those glasses. I'm like, you are hot, dude. Way to age gracefully. Or as gracefully as you can in Hollywood, I guess. Here's just another quickie here. Sex is a big part of the appeal of dating shows. So it might be kind of a risk to produce one where none of the contestants have ever done it before. Hulu is trying this with a show called Are You My First? And it's a show about virgins looking for love. I feel like we just recently watched I don't think it was a game show.
It was a TV show called Virgins.
Right. But it was just sort of a documentary about these various virgins and why they were virgins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is an actual, they say, according to the synopsis, it's the hottest group of virgins ever assembled will search for intimacy, love, and maybe their first in a tropical paradise designed just for them. So it's kind of like Bachelor in Paradise. And it'll even be hosted by Bachelor Nation stars Colton Underwood, who came out after he proposed on the show, and Caitlin Bristowe. Who is she's a face surgery victim.
Oh.
Yeah, hardcore.
I don't know why you wouldn't get Lolo Jones for that
another famous virgin.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
Isn't that her big story?
She was like 38 and
I don't think
she's
done it since.
Oh.
I mean, I actually don't know, but my guess is if you've held out that long, who's going to turn up that's going to be worthy?
And I wouldn't have known that about her if she hadn't been on Big Brother. I think that once something like that gets out there, is it like a challenge? And so now she's even more on guard. And
who's the guy that the college football quarterback that didn't do well in the NFL, but he was very famously
Tim Tebow?
That guy, mm-hmm. Tim Tebow, mm-hmm. was another yeah. Why wouldn't you get those two? They're the perfect virgins to, you know,
like long time.
You should do casting.
Represent yeah. well.
I mean, and marketing.
I actually don't
all the stuff
watch. Any of those shows.
Are you watching Big Brother?
No.
Oh.
It's so
good.
Fun.
It's really good this year.
Like, I these just don't people have
are,
TV time.
Oh, our local went home. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
she
no.
went home
she
a while ago. Far.
No, she didn't.
I felt bad. She seemed nice.
She did seem really
nice. She didn't
really
get a chance.
Yeah. She and Rachel Riley, do you remember her from... She's been on like three times.
Yeah, that one?
Yeah.
They put her back on there?
She's back on. And she's good. She's actually good this time.
And is she still with the dude?
Uh-huh. They have a couple kids.
Get out of here. Yeah. Wow.
I know. Okay, I am out of time. Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Well, if you're a big fan of nitrous oxide,
I've
got bad news and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Down, 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 down. It's Alice, 97.3. Thanks, Jane. Jane always welcomes me back with that song. Love that tune.
Really?
Yeah. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Did you post anything up yet today?
Not yet, but I will.
Oh. Anything to tease us with?
Blue cheese.
Oh. Well, gross.
Your excitement for blue cheese being on the list was outstanding.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I was very excited to hear it's among the most hated of all the foods. Let's find out what else Vinny can tell us. It's time for this.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Drywood termites?
Oh, hope not.
They're the uninvited guests you never want to see.
Right.
August marks the start of swarming season for drywood termites. Oh. So if you see a swarm trying to make themselves at home, call ATCO. ATCO Pest Control knows exactly how to find them, show them the door, and help you move on. Mention you heard about ATCO on the Sarah and Vinny show and get 10% off any drywood termite treatment this month. Check ATCOPestControl.com today.
ATCO. Do that. That's the last thing you want.
You don't want it. Yeah.
Ugh.
We're going. Yeah. It's yes. It's all the stuff. Like it homes. You got to keep an eye on everything.
Yeah. The joys of home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
It's always something.
Mostly sunny today. Mm-hmm. Highs in the 70s and 80s. Boy, this summer, I might call it the best summer of the all times in the history of summers.
Why would you say that out loud?
Because I like this summer.
Mm.
I like it.
I feel like the weather's just been too good.
It's too cold.
What?
I don't like it.
Well, you live on an island.
Too cold.
Literally.
Yeah. Do you, you live in the city, right?
Yes.
How's it been for you?
It actually has been insanely cloudy.
Oh.
It's been the coldest winter or summer mm-hmm. since like the 80s. But just late last week, the clouds have broken. Carl's on vacation. Oh. The sun is out. I got a nice little sunburn in the park just before I went to Vegas. It was perfect.
Oh.
So I looked
little
nice.
Color, little
yes,
rosy cheeks.
Sun-kissed. And it's supposed to be beautiful, like this whole week. So,
well, yep. It's already beautiful. I mean, a lot of times we're socked in. Time of the morning.
Sun is out and it's sky good. Is blue overhead and here in San Francisco. Here are some things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Oh, I love these. 10 years ago, this is what life was like. Children, gather round.
So at the top of the list is Jennifer Aniston marries Justin Theroux.
Oh, that was only 10 years ago?
Isn't that crazy that they were married? They've divorced. He has since moved on and remarried, and she's now with a fortune teller.
Yeah. Like
now,
a
what
hypnotist.
You, whatever.
Yeah. We'll go fortune teller. That sounds more mystical. Yeah. If you had told me that they divorced 10 years ago, that would have been more believable. Like, I cannot believe that they were married. They just got married 10 years ago.
They went to great lengths to keep their backyard Bel Air wedding a secret. And it goes on and on. Who cares? So 10 years ago, they married and they've already divorced and they're now with other people. Fantastic Four, the original. Well, sorry. I don't know if it's the original, but probably the 2015 version starring Miles Teller, Michael B. Jordan, Kate Mara.
I vaguely remember this.
It was a big flop.
It was huge bomb.
Yeah.
It bombed in the box office.
Surprising with Michael B. Jordan in it.
It was before they were big, him and Miles. It was before they were big. And Miles Teller, I think, said, maybe it was Michael B. Jordan. One of them said in an interview recently that it took them years to come back from that.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm. To rebuild their career after a bomb like that.
Yeesh.
It's not what a movie producer wants. Oh, that guy was just in that embarrassing bomb.
But they did it. Never give up, kids.
Yeah. It might take a decade, but don't worry. You'll be famous soon.
10 years ago this week, Robert Downey Jr. was the world's highest paid actor for a third year straight.
Mm.
Let's see here. He made $80 million. The rest of the top five were Jackie Chan, Vin Diesel, Bradley Cooper, and Adam Sandler.
Oh, that must have been right around the time Adam signed that gigantic mega deal with Netflix.
Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale announced their divorce. They'd been married nearly 13 years.
That's when they announced. What?
Wow.
Are you sure this isn't 20 years ago this week? My mind is blown right now.
Right. Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale announced their divorce 10 years ago this week.
I can't believe it. That's again, they, so crazy.
It's like the celebrity life is in at another speed.
Right. Incredible.
And this one's fun because, you know, when the story got out there, I imagine there was some conversation about how do we keep this story going? Oh. This is amazing. Jared Leto's lawyers threatened to sue over rumors that his client had a huge one. So there it is. The story is out there that Jared Leto's got a big one, and he thinks, hey, you know what we should do? Keep this in the press for a while. Mm. We should sue.
Mm-hmm. That's
no,
funny.
It's not.
Okay. I'm going to be a witness, and he's right. It's not. No, we don't want her. Get her out of here.
10 years ago this week, a trailer for the new Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie movie landed.
Oh, is it the one that, like, on the shore or something like that?
By the Sea.
Oh, yeah, it was so close.
By the Sea is ironically about a couple trying to save their marriage. It was written and directed by Angelina, and no one saw it. It made $538,000. With both of those huge movie stars
that
in it.
That is actually kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did they sure just is. Do it as an art house thing, or did it get a wide release? I remember hearing about it, but I certainly never made any efforts to see it.
Yeah,
I'm
me
sure
neither.
It's amazing. I'm sure their acting is just amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bad news.
Uh-oh.
If you like nitrous.
Oh, my God. I love nitrous. But don't do it, kids. It's really bad. I'd probably be so much smarter.
While I was at what I thought was the very last Dead show ever.
Like 20 years ago?
No, just last, what was it, last summer they announced the shows there at the, you know, the Giants ballpark there. These are the last, we're the final.
Sure they are.
Yep. And I went with my friend Deepak and we partied and danced and loved it. And I remember walking up to the venue because I live really far down south and he lives in the East Bay. So we just met there. And as I'm walking through the parking lot, there's guys huffing nitrous balloons right there in the open. And I thought, wow, this is still okay, I guess. Mm. Ha! Anyway, turns out that wasn't their last show. They had shows all weekend, this weekend, in Golden Gate Park.
They even named a street after Jerry Garcia.
Smelled like patchouli everywhere.
Oh, delicious.
San Francisco Police Department officers patrolling the perimeter of Golden Gate Park during this weekend's Grateful Dead's 60th anniversary concert series found and seized 100 nitrous oxide tanks and balloons.
Oh, my God.
100 tanks. Tanks.
My dad's a dentist. I got the whole tank.
So
it's, me and my friend Biff, we lifted it last night.
It's put it still in the back of the truck. Full-on thing.
Yeah. Don't do it, kids.
To do nitrous at a Dead show.
Yeah.
They arrested a couple guys. Officers arrested 32-year-old Thomas Sedario of Philadelphia right there at the scene.
Goodness.
So he was booked. I'm sure there's he wasn't alone. So,
well, there were 100 tanks, you know,
it's a lot.
I wonder what it costs for a balloon. I mean, I'm just out of curiosity.
$5.
Oh,
I heard them wheeling and dealing right there on the street when I was walking through there.
Oh, so the people with the tanks are selling it. You come and you get a balloon a kid. That's kind of fun.
Fills a balloon up. They hand it to you and then you huff it right there or save it for later.
That's good.
Put it under your jacket and try and sneak
it
in.
I'm sure you'll be able to get that in. Only lasts 30 seconds.
You speak like someone who knows.
I do. No.
Had a whole song.
Two songs. The one for while it's happening, the one for right afterward.
Have you guys ever done poppers?
No.
What's a popper?
Is it amyl nitrate or something?
I don't know what it is, but it's something else. It's something you
did it?
Smell. No, it's just, I've heard of it.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like the stuff the guys in Fear and Loathing were on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poppers.
That's a Hunter S. Thompson. He definitely mentions poppers.
What is it?
It's a class of a chemical substance known as alkaline nitrates, and they are typically inhaled for recreational purposes, often associated with a brief euphoric sensation and muscle relaxation, particularly during sexual activity.
Oh.
Oh. You know.
I like it.
There's been those stories where there's certain things people like to take for doing it. Meth is one of them, and that must be the other, the popper.
Really?
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Police will, I've talked to different police about different things because I just talk to people.
And meth and sex came up.
I have heard that whenever you bust someone for meth, there is an abundance of porn and sex toys right around the corner or underneath a blanket or somewhere nearby. It becomes
an intense fixation.
Mm. But a fast fact.
You know I love fast facts. Let's do it.
Fast facts. Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank were born the same year, 1929.
Oh, wow.
Betty White was born 7 years before them in 1922.
Wow. Did she make it to 100?
99.
Oh.
Dick Van Dyke's 99.
I can't believe he wasn't in the slew of people over vacation.
Well, he looks pretty good. I'm hoping he makes it to 100. They have this whole thing planned for him.
I feel like that's such bad juju.
Right.
That's
don't
what happened
plan
to Betty.
Things for 100-year-olds. Yeah, that's true.
I think it was like a whole Time magazine.
And then they went and did it anyway.
What's it like to
it
make
anyway.
It to 100? Sir, she's only 99 in 3 months.
Yikes.
Rip.
Rip is right.
This is kind. It turns out, as I looked up the story and got into the details, it's not quite the Coldplay Kiss Cam scandal that I was led to believe initially. A woman says she discovered her husband was cheating on her because of some strange new 120-pound entries on their smart scale. So I have one of those. You charge it. I don't know how to work it, and I certainly don't have the app to like get detailed information.
You can look at past.
You can absolutely chart your scale weigh-ins and do more. There's a lot of stuff you can do with these smart.
She's like, what am I dreaming?
Well, she says here, we have another home that my husband has been staying in recently because we're in the process of separating due to infidelity. So this guy's already got a record. I checked the digital scale's memory out of curiosity, and it showed two unassigned weigh-ins at exactly 120 pounds. For context, I don't weigh 120 pounds and was not there on that date. Oh. It was just my husband.
How much does she weigh?
It doesn't say.
Just out of curiosity.
You're dying to know if it was more or less.
Needless to say, I'm shaken. Well, he's confirming everything you already knew.
Right.
So to me, this is not nearly...
You can't get divorced fast enough.
The Coldplay kiss cam. This is confirming exactly what you already knew, which is this guy's got an active sex life and it's not with you.
Mm. Well, if anybody else has one of these smart scales, now you know what to do.
Yeah, clear that memory out.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Good thinking, Ben.
Oh, you meant check it.
Yeah.
To see if there's any.
It's just we both are coming from such different perspectives.
Unassigned entries right in there. Okay.
120. I see what, are you trying to make me cry?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, you guys.
What?
Poppers is a full-on gay men's thing. And your friend Scott Capurro is experienced. I don't know anything about Scott doing that stuff.
Mm. But
I have heard it is a sex.
100%
sex related. Then poppers were what that married. I was going to not say this story. Remember the married newsman down in LA who died in a hotel room? And it turned out he was gay and were on the down low or whatever.
But he also wife and family,
was having a full on drug sex fueled weekend in a hotel room.
Mm. And there were poppers.
And there were poppers there. That's one of the things that they say it loosens you up.
Oh.
The muscles. I'll go to the next one. Just did all three. None of you are going to say anything.
Nope.
I know that you guys had something to say.
Not touching that with the pole.
But that's definitely post-worthy. I really did feel like there was some hand action that happened that, you know, that might be fun for Instagram. A story.
I don't know if it fits the brand.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Never mind.
Probably doesn't.
I can clip it for you if you want to put it on your personal Vin.
No, thanks. Oh, yes. He does want to. Send that to him.
Check me out at Vin Hassan on Instagram.
Mm.
I won't be posting that.
Uh-huh. Maybe you should, though, now that you've pre-sold it.
Anyway, Vin poppers were what that married newsman was on when he died in the hotel room with his gay lover. Just did all three Dead shows. The Nitrous guys were literally everywhere. Three for $20. Ice cold. That's how you're selling them?
Yeah.
Isn't it cold?
It's cold.
So that's
it
just a
ice
play
cold
on the...
Yeah.
All right. Did not partake, but it was rampant. Yeah, I mean, it's funny that that's still such a thing.
Mm.
I wonder if they were also selling a lot of LSD and mushrooms. You'd expect, right?
You would, definitely.
Although LSD is a 12 to 15 hour event.
Mm.
Certainly not a, what did you say? It lasts like 30 seconds?
Oh yeah, it's just quick. I would personally, if I was going to buy drugs to go to a Dead show, I don't think I'd be buying them from people on the street. Because I'd be like, that looks like a magic marker that you put on each of those little squares. Like, wouldn't you want to go to a trusted source? That's all I'm saying.
Of course.
Yes. Oh, don't do drugs, kids.
510 says, love you guys. Thanks for making my trip to work more fun.
Oh, love you too. Thank you so much for listening.
Super happy to be back.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I had one of those vacations where I truly was going, you know what? I love my life. I love it. I love my kids. I love getting out the beach and hiking and all the stuff. The missus, we had good times, made good meals.
Nice.
It's pretty good stuff. Oh, speaking of, 415 says, how old will Dusty be when Vin is 73? This is about the Liam Neeson, Pam Anderson. Christina will be 65 when I am 73. She's 8 years younger. And that wasn't like it.
It feels like less and less. The older you get, the gap seems smaller.
Well, we're just both. Yeah.
Yep.
Does Sarah still use sleeping boots? Asks 415.
Sometimes. I'm getting bad cramps in my legs.
What are those?
They're I get like ankle and toe cramps and leg cramps. And so they're like a boot that you put it, it wraps around the bottom and the back, and then you actually take a little crank and pull your toes up towards your shin. So your foot's like in a position.
Yikes.
Yeah. Old people stuff. It's fun.
Or baby stuff. God, that was the weirdest thing about newborns is that their feet collapse. I mean, it's all got to come out of another
very
person.
Very small. Yeah, right.
But the whole collapsing against their shin, the foot just collapses.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Well, how do you, I mean, they're fit in a very small space.
Babies are gross.
Yeah.
What? No, they're not.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They're very soft boned and malleable.
Yeah.
You can even,
floppy.
Their heads will get shaped.
They are floppy.
That's why people put them in those helmets to make sure they get a round head and not like a.
Oh, because they get munched on the way.
No, like when they sleep on their back. Or however, whatever the prescribed way of making a baby sleep these days is, they'll get like a flattened space on the back of their head.
It's not from getting munched on the way to Earth.
I don't think so. But I don't really know.
Sounds like you do.
Do I though? It's been so long.
Did your kids wear helmets?
No.
Oh.
And one of them's got a pumpkin head. I mean, Jesus.
Go on.
It's both of them.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We're going to hit the headlines.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.